Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein said today that Iraq will suspend oil exports for a month to protest Israel's military offensive on the West Bank. The announcement sent the price of oil up about $1 a barrel on world markets. Adam Siminski is global oil strategist for Deutsche Bank. He joins us by telephone from Baltimore, Maryland, to talk about the implications of the Iraqi move. Welcome to the program, Mr. Siminski.
Glad to be here.
How big an oil exporter is Iraq, and what effect is this likely to have?
Saddam Hussein's government has been exporting oil under the UN's Oil for Food program. And since December, those exports have averaged about 1.5 million barrels per day. That's on global oil consumption of about 77 million barrels a day. So it's a fairly significant part of world oil supply.
I saw somewhere that the U.S. actually imports a big chunk of this Iraqi output. Will this hurt the U.S. in any disproportionate way?
Well, in the fourth quarter, the U.S. imported almost 1 million barrels a day from Iraq. I think that that number is probably closer to 700,000 or 800,000 barrels a day now. But the lack of exports from Iraq will create a general problem across the world, and it could cause prices to go up.
So we're likely to see rising oil prices into the summer?
Well, I think it's possible. Now, several OPEC ministers have indicated that because of the Iraqi statement that they will consider making increases in oil production available from their countries. But many of the Arab members of OPEC, or the Islamic countries within OPEC, probably have are having second thoughts about exactly how much oil they want to make available, because they too would like to see some pressure on the United States to help move the Israeli-Palestinian issue along.
Are we likely to see other Arab nations actually follow Iraq into some kind of an embargo?
Well, one of the most interesting cases of that is last week, the supreme religious leader in Iran indicated that he would like to see an embargo against the United States. And now that Saddam Hussein has actually created one, it puts the Iranians in kind of a difficult position. I don't think that the OPEC countries in general, and maybe not even Iran, really want to take this too much further. Extremely high oil prices will curtail demand, slow the economy down globally. And the last time that that happened, when the oil embargo in 1973 was invoked, it damaged OPEC's long-term market share tremendously, and the same thing happened again in 1980 with the Iran-Iraq War, and I don't think they really want to repeat that.
Let me ask you about that. Do you think that this shutoff from Iraq and the threat to the world oil market is likely to derail the U.S. recovery?
Well, there's some good news in terms of how the world has changed in the last, 20 years. Oil in the U.S. economy used to represent something like 6% of our GDP. That's now down below 2%. The oil prices at the levels that we've reached here recently, something like $27 a barrel, if it stayed this way for a year, would probably cause U.S. GDP to fall by 0.5%, and it might do the same thing around the world. That's not nearly the same devastating impact that we had in the earlier crises.
So it could slow the economic recovery, but probably not to run it off the tracks.
I think that that's a good way to put it.
Thanks very much.
No problem, John.
Adam Siminski is global oil strategist for Deutsche Bank. He joined us by telephone from Baltimore, Maryland.